Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Thanks for listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. My name is Eric Gould. It's 8 o'clock, and here is your KVNF local newscast for Tuesday, December 25th. From wildfires to ranching and farming to next year's water supplies, everyone is wondering what kind of winter Colorado is going to have. Over the next few weeks, we're taking a look at how snow, or the lack of it, will impact the state going into 2013. As listeners heard yesterday, recent snow made avalanche danger in the mountains increase quickly last week. Based in Boulder, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center is responsible for avalanche and related weather forecasting for the backcountry. From KGNU, Jim Pullen recently went along with one of the agency's snow surveyors to check on conditions.
Colorado has more avalanche deaths in a typical year than any other state. Getting the word out about potential slides is the job of backcountry forecaster Tim Brown.
I'm going to dig around here and see if I can tell how sensitive these slabs are and how thick they are. That'll help me predict the likelihood and size of potential avalanches around here.
Brown is a professional mountain guide and the newest member of the CAIC team. He works 4 days a week, getting up at 3:30 in the morning. After trekking uphill for almost an hour, we stop on an east-facing slope at about 12,000 feet, just above the Eisenhower Tunnel in Summit County. Brown pops off his skis, unpacks his tools, and gets to work.
My aim is to get a profile of the snow so that I can see the layering in the snowpack here. More specifically, I'm looking for strong over weak layering here.
The snow here is only a few feet deep, but it still takes some effort to dig a small trench with his shovel. Once the trench is dug, he tests how hard the snow is by pressing on it with his fist and fingers.
Down near the bottom, what I find is that the snow for, about the bottom 6 inches or so, is fist hardness. That means with about 5 pounds of pressure, I can push my fist right into it.
The snow gets harder as he goes up. Midway, he can only push in 3 fingers, and near the top, he can get only 1 finger shoved into the wall. He's able to find 4 layers this way, in a wall of snow that looks like, a wall of snow. Then he scoops up a pillar of snow with his shovel.
I'm just going to tap on the bottom of the shovel and see what happens, see if these layers slide off and reveal a smooth shear plane. There it is. Right about where the 4-finger hardness snow meets the fist hardness snow, when I tap on my shovel, the slab on top slides right off of the weaker snow underneath it.
The final test is to put on force from above, like the weight of a skier.
So right there, on 3 taps, with my fingertips, just letting the weight of my hand drop from my wrist, I saw the whole column collapse. So that's what I would call a compression test 3. It was a sudden collapse. The whole column just dropped down.
After the test, Brown lays down in the snow, pulls out a field magnifier, and takes a very close look at the layers in the wall. He's looking at the large, cone-shaped, hollow crystals in the weak layer. He then sorts the grains on a blue plastic card. These grains are called depth work crystals, and they don't stick to each other very well.
And it's often responsible for a lot of the avalanches that we see around here in Colorado. When we get that early season snow that sits around uncovered, exposed to cold temperatures for a long time, it metamorphoses. It changes over time and becomes depth work.
When new snow packs firm and strong over old, weak snow, Brown says it's a recipe for a dangerous kind of avalanche, a persistent slab avalanche. These slabs can be a threat for weeks and even months after storms. The conditions on the steeper slope above us are ripe for avalanche. Just how this week's snow will impact things remains to be seen, and Brown says the situation is further complicated by the uncertainty of this year's snow season. Because conditions are always changing with wind and snow, he'll be back, looking for new signs of avalanche danger. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Jim Pullen.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that a Hotchkiss elf, computer expert, has created an application for the new Android cell phone that will come in handy in Western Colorado. Signal strength here in Western Colorado can be questionable at best, and the new app, created by Curtis Boyd, owner of Boss Cellular in Hotchkiss, will search out and use the strongest signal possible. The Sentinel reports, Boyd said that once the app is downloaded, quote, you just push a button every time you get to a new town, and it updates the settings and gives you the strongest signal possible, end quote. iPhone users need not despair. Boyd is working on a similar app for them as well. Boyd's app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store. Type in Signal Booster into the search box and tap on the app with the Boss Cellular label. Users also can download the application at Boyd's webpage, boss-cellular.com. That's boss-cellular.com. Users have liked the app so far, giving it 4.5 out of 5 stars. And that concludes a short news day here at KVNF. My name is Eric Gould. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.